Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. In today's episode, our theme of believing God for the impossible is further developed by Dr. David Gibbs, founder and president of the Christian Law Association. Listen intently to this jaw-dropping story of a man who saw miracles every day simply because he asked.
I was traveling with a dear black pastor friend of mine. We're traveling through the night. And it got to be about 2:30 in the morning, and he said, "David, can I share something with you?" I said, "Sure." He said, "7 years ago, I asked God for something impossible." I said, "Really, what'd you ask God for?" He said, "I asked God to let me win one soul a day to Him, each and every day. And for 7 years, He's not missed a day." I said, "Now, preacher, you're my friend, and I love you. And this now is, you're telling me 7 years? Over 2,000 days? You've not missed a day?" He said, "Not one." He said, "Some days two, three, or more." I said, "Well, let me ask you this question. If you win two on one day, can you pour it over to the next day?" He said, "No, no, no." He said, "You're thinking like a lawyer." "No, no, no." I ask God for at least one every day. And he said, "David, I even asked for a little more than that. I told God I don't want to count anybody who comes forward in a church service at our church or where I'm preaching and gets saved. I'm not counting any of them." He said, "I got to get them out there." And he said, and this has nothing to do with them being saved, I told God, "I want to be convinced they got saved." And God's not missed one day in 7 years. He's, in fact, it's after midnight, and he said, "I'm already on the soul patrol for today." I said, "The soul patrol?" He said, "That's what I call it. God's got one. He's promised." He said, "It's impossible," because he said, "I'm no good at it." He said, "I admire these guys that are smooth and don't get nervous," but he said, "I'm horrible at it." But he said, "I'm looking for one. God's got one today." Well, in a short time, we got off at a gas mart and we're pumping gas, and it's now going on 3 a.m. and there's a girl inside at the counter, and he looked in there and he said, "Maybe that's the girl. Maybe that's the one God's got for today." I thought, "Well, I want to see this." We went in the gas mart. We loaded up on food. I love gas marts. I just do. The thing I love about gas marts is there's nothing healthy in there. Nothing. It's just all good eats. We walked up to the counter, put our stuff on the counter, and a girl came up by us and started ringing it up. And boy, out of nowhere, my dear black pastor friend said, "You and I may have an appointment you're not aware of." I thought, "What happened to my name's Dave? I don't know." She said, "I beg your pardon?" He said, "Well, let me rephrase it. If you were going to be dead before the sun come up..." I'm standing there thinking, "I need to get into this. This is not good." He said, "If you weren't going to be alive when the sun comes up, where would you spend eternity?" That girl's eyes got to be like 50 cent pieces. Very slowly, she stopped checking stuff out, and she reached down under the counter. And I thought, "Oh, sweet Alabama. I'll bet she's got a shotgun or something. I'm going to be dead in a gas mart." She reached down under, and then she came up. You know what she had? Her Bible. She put her Bible down, and she said, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you." She said, "I'm saved. I'm heaven bound. Man, I've trusted the shed blood of Jesus. I know Him as my personal Savior." But she said, "I've been working here for over 10 years, and I'm always saying, I would just love somebody to come in and witness to me, even though I'm saved. And in 10 years, nobody's done it to tonight. This is wonderful. I'm on my way to heaven. And I thought, oh, she's saved. Nothing gonna happen here. What happened next, and I do to this day don't know how that lady got in there. Suddenly, there's a lady standing behind us with two jugs of milk. And when she talked, I like to come out of my shoes. She said, well, she may know where she'd be if she was dead at sunup, but I don't. She said, I hadn't been able to sleep for 3 days. On my mother's deathbed, she begged me to trust Christ, and I told her no. And I can't sleep, and I'm down here getting milk for the kids' breakfast. Your appointment isn't with her. Your appointment is with me. The girl behind the counter starts crying. Her mascara's running down her face. Now that lady starts crying. Now while they're crying, and he's taking them through the rooms, another lady walks in. And there's nothing draws a woman like other crying women. She comes walking over and she says, are you okay? Is there? And the girl behind the counter, she said, oh, no, no, no. He thought he had an appointment with me, but it wasn't with me. It was with her on her mama's deathbed. And then she tells her, you know, women don't leave anything out. They tell you the whole story. And she's getting saved right on. You know what that woman said? Could I pray with you too? He says, you want to get saved? She said, I do. He said, okay, well, let's get on our knees right here. So we got three crying women, two on their knees. Now two truck drivers walk in. And they looked at this, and they walked up, and the driver said, is this a stick-up? And the girl behind the counter jumps in again. No, 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 no. This is just wonderful. This woman's getting saved, and this one here, she broke her mama's heart, and she's just going on and on with all the details. The one truck driver got teary-eyed, and he said, you know what? I couldn't hardly stand it on church on Sunday. I wanted to go forward and get saved, but I told God no. But I told him this morning, if he'd give me a chance somewhere, I'd do it. Could I join them? Three people on their knees. Now, I'm watching this, and I'm like, you're no good at it. But you got God all over this. When we left there a half hour later, three people had trusted Christ. When we walked out to the car and were getting in it, I said, preacher, I can't imagine. He said, you could do it. He said, the only difference between you and me is I asked, David, and you haven't asked. You want God to do the impossible? It starts with you asking. It will change everything.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.